The Movie Show on XFM.
Welcome to the first show of 2020 for The Movie Show.
Yay! Yay! Please insert a, what do you call it? Choo-choo! At this point.
I actually got that. It's one of those party like... Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so it is 2020. Ryan, we have entered a new decade.
We have watched movies, we have watched series. I'm adding that one for myself. And
but
now
this is
we are
crazy.
Back again.
This is like...
It's January.
No, but it's not just January. It's January of the first 20s of the 2000s.
I know, right? We're our centuries has... Our years has matured.
Right?
Yeah, because it's out of the teenage years. I feel like we're in, like, in the future now. Don't you feel like we're in the future?
Yeah, we are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Back to the Future. Hey? It was always like 2020 something. And
there was
like,
there was a series, okay? Back, like very old series called Beyond 2000. And they always showed like we're going to be in the robotic age and like people are going to be like flying cars. And I'm like, okay, where are the flying cars? I'm still waiting for the flying cars.
You know, we still have to do a show, Ryan, on everything that they, in movies that they depicted we would have in the future that we don't have.
Oh, yes.
We actually have to do that show.
Coming up in January 2020 on Active FM, The Movie Show.
Right. Definitely. That's coming.
Sound effects.
Soon. Mm. To a movie show near you.
Maybe in a cinema.
Yeah. So me and Ryan have just come back from being on leave, which was
literally
amazing.
Today's
our first day. So we are back at work, first day for 2020. And I don't know what Ryan did in his holidays, but I watched a lot of movies.
I watched a lot of series. Yeah. Well, not a lot of series. I watched a lot of episodes in series.
Mm. Yes. So... I watched, I think, a total of 12 to 13 movies.
Seriously?
Yes. Two I watched in cinemas. But I must be honest, the movies in cinemas this year, there's good movies still coming out. But I remember previous years where we went like 3 or 4 times to the cinemas and every time we watched a good movie. This year, it's kind of been like...
I went because the one thing that me and my wife planned was to go watch a movie. So we were like, okay, what's on? And we looked and we were just like...
We watched Jumanji 2,
yes.
Which I must be honest, I was...
No, don't say anything yet. I want to watch it first.
Oh.
Did you enjoy it? Yes or no? Wait, I've got expectations now.
It was good, but it was... I don't know what was wrong with it. It was like, you know when you're sitting there and you feel like, yeah, no, this is a long movie. And it's, I mean, we've sat through Endgame, which was like 3 hours long. I watched Pearl Harbor a few weeks ago, which was also 3 hours long, but I didn't feel like that. So when a movie that's not 3 hours long feels long, then, you know, you're... But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't like the first Jumanji, as in the remake. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I wish I could comment
right
now.
But then the second movie that we watched was really good. It's called 21 Bridges. It's actually directed by Anthony and Joe Russo.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And they did Avengers, if you don't know. And it's with Chadwick Boseman, he played Black Panther. It was a brilliant movie. The only thing that I would say against it would be the swearing, because the swearing did get out of hand at one point. But the storyline was brilliant. Basically, what the whole movie's about is there's a crime that's committed in Manhattan. And now the two suspects are trying to get out of Manhattan. The crime was committed at 2 in the morning. 7 cops were shot during the whole thing. And now they're trying to catch them. So what they do is Manhattan's an island. So they close down all 21 bridges that allow you to enter or exit Manhattan. But the government only gives them till 5 o'clock in the morning. So they only shut it down for 3 hours to stop. So they literally have 3 hours to catch the two criminals.
You know, as you say in all of that, I can imagine the promo or the trailer. Yeah,
right.
The trailer for it.
It was very good. Storyline was brilliant.
Sound effects.
For me, it was better than Jumanji 2. So if you had to choose between going to watch 21 Bridges or Jumanji, I would say go watch 21 Bridges. It is it's an action film. There's guns. There's blood. But it was really cool.
You've just made me excited for 21 Bridges.
Yeah. But there's other good movies still coming out in cinemas. Like there's Doolittle, which I'm looking forward to with Robert Downey Jr. There's a movie, Midway, which I actually want to go watch. Because, okay, on Christmas Day, we went to spend it with my grandparents. And we watched Pearl Harbor. Eventually they were like, so do you want to watch Pearl Harbor? Because I had never watched it. And my grand's into history. So we were talking about history films. So we're like, oh, okay, not realizing it's a 3-hour film. But literally we sat there the whole 3 hours, watched it, enjoyed it. At the end, I was like, oh, yeah, Michael Bay did direct this. Hey, so it's a brilliant film. It really is a good film.
So Michael Bay, like, is Michael Bay even up for romance? Although in Transformers he had a bit of romance.
He did.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then Midway, the Battle of Midway, actually happened after the events of Pearl Harbor. So now as a family, we actually want to go watch Midway because we have the whole background of Pearl Harbor. So now we're like, oh, we feel like, yeah. So that's also coming out. That's in cinemas. We're actually going to watch that tomorrow. We actually have planned to
Brilliant.
Film. Right? Yeah.
I think I'm going to go watch 21 Bridges.
Go watch 21 Bridges. It was really good. And remember we spoke last year about Cats, the movie Cats that came out?
Yes.
Apparently this movie has completely flopped. It's flopped so bad that I think it's Universal Pictures. They're releasing a second version of the film which has apparently fixed up CG. That's how bad. But so my cousin and her family went to America and they went to the movies there, and the guy that they bought the tickets from, he's actually a film critic, and he was saying that he went to go watch it and it's really not good. People don't like it. They're walking out of cinemas and asking for their money back. That's how badly this movie's done.
Okay, whoa. Okay, We spoke about the Joker, the recent Joker, which we had people walking out because yes. they were just like all gruesome, or just, not gruesome, but just like just disturbed from the storyline or whatever. I've never heard of them walking out and not being like people asking for their
money back,
their ticket money. Yeah. Now, we can understand if the movie ticket was quite expensive. It was probably like an average ticket price.
Mm.
And they're going back and they're like, it's really not even worth that.
And you know what the crazy part is? The actors in Cats are so, they're such well-known actors. Like James Corden, who's like one of the king of comedies. You have Ian McKellen. You have Taylor Swift in it. There's so many, and I mean, Jennifer Hudson's in it. There's so many well-known names within the movie, and yet it's done so badly. And I don't even think it was from a performance perspective. I think it's the CG that's let everyone down.
I don't want to know who did it.
Yeah. So, I must be honest, I'm interested to watch it just to see how bad it is. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't think I'll buy a movie ticket.
No, not in cinemas. But yeah. I want to, when it comes out of cinemas,
right.
Then I'd like to actually comes watch
out.
It.
Comes out of cinemas.
Yeah.
If you get that out. Cinemas.
But yeah. Today, so Ryan and I, Ryan watched more series. What series did you watch, Ryan? Tell us.
Oh, my word. Okay, so this is what happened. Us and the family decided we're going to rent Netflix because our local broadcasting television company, they don't broadcast anything interesting. Let's just put it that way. For us, that's just our opinion. You know, unless you like soapies. So I watched The Aeronauts. I watched it. That's a full movie. I will not give my opinion on that one. But the series that I watched on Netflix was Limitless, which I enjoyed because the main actor is quite funny. You know, he's quite funny. And then the other one that I watched was Scorpions because I enjoyed like the tech of it. And apparently it's based on true events. So pretty interesting.
Is
go
it
watch
what,
it.
Like a crime?
There's a guy, his name is Bruno, I forgot his name. Okay, it's just off. It's just a slip. But this guy has a high IQ, and he suffers from autism.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Now he's also got a couple of his friends. Now they're basically this group of geniuses who solve crimes, but through very like technical and very very technical and like genius type of thing. So you really enjoy it. And
it actually sounds good.
Yes, and it's not like far-fetched stuff. You know, like there's a plane, and so what's happened is that the hardware from the control tower and the plane, someone's hacked into it and they've stuffed with the control tower. Now if you know how bad that is, because the control tower tells a plane
yeah.
when to land, when they can land, and cues the planes up before they land. But now what happens is that they go out of sync, so the planes don't know what they're doing. And they can circle for so long, but eventually they're going to run out of fuel. So they have to update the software on the plane. How do you update the software if you can't radio to it? So what they do is the one plane that they need to land, they fly past, they fly it low on the runway. And then the other guys are in a car. And so so while they're driving on the airline and the plane is close, they're updating the software from the laptop, but they've only got so long, and then the plane has to take off again, and it's about to run out of. So it's just, you know, minor stuff
that's
like that.
That's crazy, man. Yes. I want to watch that actually. That sounds good.
It's the only thing on Netflix is that they don't have season 2 on there.
Oh, seriously?
So we went from season 1, we went to season 3, we were like, oh, there's a new guy in there.
They skipped season 2?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Can Netflix please speak out and explain what the hell they're doing with their lives?
We'd like to get season 2. All right, and then the other one, of course, is everyone's favorite Stranger Things.
Yay, Ryan watched Stranger Things.
Yeah, I got hooked. I got I binge watched it
But he hasn't watched the third season yet. Because he says he doesn't want to be left on a cliffhanger.
I'm learning from Endgame. So I'm not watching season 3.
So you're going to wait till 2021.
Well, on Netflix they say the third season is coming. So I don't know.
The third season's out.
I mean, the fourth season.
They said, okay, we must actually check our facts, but at first it was it's going to be released in 2020. Then I heard some news that they've now moved it to 2021. I'm really hoping it's 2020, though, because that is just.
That would be nice, yeah. Yes. Because,
But we have to do a show on Stranger Things.
Yeah, my wife didn't like it, but that's because she hasn't watched from the first one.
You know what I loved about Stranger Things? The storyline.
Yes.
The way they keep you so attached and freaked out, and you can binge watch that thing.
And
I'm
characters.
Not a series person, yes.
I enjoyed the characters.
Who's your favorite character?
Sure. You know, I got two guys that I really like.
Okay.
It's Hopper.
Yes.
And what is his name? The guy that they got new teeth in the second season.
Oh, I know his actual name. He's Gaten.
But the whole first season, he's got this the way that he talks.
Yes.
And in the second, he's like, look at these new pearlies.
What is his name?
I can't remember what
Mike,
his name is.
It's Mike Will Dustin. Of course,
that's right.
Man.
Yeah.
My favorite characters, I think, is Dustin and Steve. But you'll see, and it did start off in the second season. Dustin and Steve became friends, and then they continue that in the third season.
Also dig Steve.
But then
well.
I love Al. Like Al is that chick.
I think everyone digs Al. Yeah, I think everyone digs Al.
Yeah. But now we are completely off topic.
Yes.
That's what we were doing in our holidays, which means we have lots of content for the new year.
Yes.
Exciting content. But one of the movies that we actually did watch in the holidays was a movie done by Will Smith. And it is called Gemini Man, and it's come out recently. So yeah, we're going to quickly take a quick look at Gemini Man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So to start off with, you know, the official facts, the budget for this film was $135 million. The box office was $173.2 million. US dollars. They didn't. They obviously made a profit, but I mean. You know,
it's not that much.
It's not that much. You're normally doubling or even tripling.
It quadruples. A good movie quadruples. Yeah, a good movie quadruples.
So obviously, this movie did just come out, so that number can rise still. But yeah.
Well, someone will update. But mine was off Google though. It wasn't off like Wikipedia or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whoever updates it. Maybe just go check it out, hey?
Mm. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing, I don't know if you know this, Ryan, but the director of this movie, his name is Ang Lee.
Yes.
He directed Life of Pi.
Yes, and there was also quite a few action movies that he also directed as well.
The one that caught my attention was, he did Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
So this is the director of Life of Pi now coming to do Gemini Man.
So it's not his first, like, CG sort of... where you get either CG person or a CG character or something like that. Especially, I think, working with Weta, because Weta Digital, the CG company, also would have worked in Life of Pi with the animals. And they're very good with their beasts. Or was it Weta Digital? I can't remember.
It is Weta Digital. Weta Digital did Lord of the Rings,
but,
and they still...
But with Life of Pi.
Oh, I don't know if they did Life of Pi.
Yeah, I can't remember, though. I could be talking junk there. But, yeah... So it's not his first sort of CG and animated having experience with that type of thing.
So the whole point, the whole story behind this movie basically is you have Will Smith, his name's Henry, the character's name
Henry,
is Henry.
Brogan,
and he basically is the best assassin ever, and he really is like literally in the opening sequence, spoiler alert, you see him shoot a dude. He's on land. The guy's on a moving train. And he hits him. Where was it? In the neck.
And he was like miles away from
yes,
the train.
Yes, he was far away from the train.
You actually see him like calculating the wind.
And everything.
Calculating everything. And then he just shoots.
And he gets him. It's crazy.
In the neck.
Yes. Then he wants to retire, as all men do, especially after killing a lot of people. He wants to retire, and basically...
This is after his 72nd job.
Yes. And he now... He wants to retire, but his friend basically gives him information that now makes him more of a target than anything.
Yeah.
So the very people that hired him now send out someone to kill him. But now this is the catch of the whole movie. They've sent out a younger version of himself. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like he is the best assassin in the world. So who else would do the job to kill him? Because obviously he's brilliant. The only other person who would be able to do it is himself. So why don't we just send him to kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a younger version of Will Smith basically trying to kill the older version of Will Smith.
And it's a clone.
It is. Yes. It's a clone.
So when they fight, they understand, like, he knows... his move, he knows what he's going to do next. So when he first, you know, when the first opening sequence starts with them fighting, you can see, this guy's a professional assassin. So of course you'd expect him that if he's going to take someone out, he's going to take him out quickly.
Yeah.
After 72 jobs, this guy knows what he's doing. And you can see that there's quite a bit of a battle in this one. So
there's
obviously a question around like, but how does, usually I would like wipe out guys quickly. I mean, this guy takes a bit longer. Like, I throw a punch on this side, he blocks it. Then I do some secret move with my foot over here. And guess what?
He knows
it. He blocks it. Type of thing. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
Did you know that this movie was originally conceived in 1997?
What?
Right? That's the year I was born, by the way. But you already know that if you're a faithful movie
listener. This is before Matrix.
Yep. It was conceived in 1997. However, the film only it's gone through development for now like 21 years. But the reason they did it was obviously technology, because there's nobody out there that looks exactly like Will Smith and is 23 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a question about that. If they had to use now, okay. First of all, let's get to this. What exactly did they do to have a younger version of Will Smith? Right. Mm-hmm. What do you think they would do? They would do maybe another lookalike like him, right? A younger brother, cousin. I mean, they did it with Paul Walker.
Yeah, they did.
Where in Fast and the Furious 7, where some scenes were CG, but then a lot of the scenes were younger, I think younger brothers of his. So they could do that. Or what they did was that they literally did a CG double. So, and it's not like they de-aged, you know, a de-aged version of Will Smith. It's a fully digital version of Will Smith. A lot younger. I think he was 23.
Yeah, he was 23, the clone.
He was 23. But now, the interesting thing is this, is that they, the guys who did it, Weta Digital, who did the CG on this movie, They actually got a younger version. Now, with the first time that I watched the younger version of him, I was like, it's a bit far. It doesn't really look like him. Something looks a bit off. I don't know. I'm not really buying it. It doesn't look like a younger version of him. But then in my research, check this out. They referenced the younger version of Will from basically archive footage of Will. So, and everyone knows Will Smith from where?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So... And if you go look at much, much younger versions of him, I'm like, okay, makes sense. I mean, like, his face is
You know what what caught me? His hairstyle.
Yeah.
That is Fresh Prince hairstyle right there.
I also saw that, yeah.
Like, his hairstyle
he's
was...
Got that,
yes.
That, like...
That's
I don't
you
know what you call
see.
It. Is there a name for
it's
it?
It's like a box. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a box. That's
yeah,
it. That describes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was like his hairstyle.
That's exactly him. Yeah. And if you actually go check it out on YouTube, they've actually got like reference footage where they got like Will Smith when he's talking and stuff. It looks exactly like him.
But obviously there's still, for me, you can't create a CG person because you can see it CG. There's just, you look at it and you're like, there's something to it that... So my question is, obviously they created a completely digitalized version of Will Smith. Would it not have been more realistic for them to just have de-aged him?
You see, the thing is, like I said, they could have, they probably could have, but another, like, if you look at Will Smith younger, he was a lot thinner. His head shape was even different.
It was different.
Like, it's a lot longer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, suppose from that perspective.
Like vertically. The other interesting thing is that a lot of times the director would even ask him to, because obviously Will Smith has now advanced as an actor.
Yeah.
He's gotten better. He's improved.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of times apparently where the director even said, listen, can you see this imperfection in the way that you acted? Yeah, I want you to do it exactly like that.
Sure.
So even in his acting, he would do stuff like that.
So he went back to his old...
Yeah, but you know what? That's exactly what raised my question. What if they had to get a lookalike? Someone in the family,
his son.
Would they have pulled it off?
I don't know.
Do you think it would be viable? You know, would you have bought it? Would you have like looked at it and said, yep?
I think for the clone to have, see, I think that's also helped the fact that he was a clone.
Yeah.
Like that almost gives it like a.
It also does give it
really
a
really human.
You know what? That's also very true.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Is that because he's a clone, it means that he's very more very unnatural.
Yeah. Which does make sense.
I mean, if this just human just popped up and he's like fully human, he looks like a human, he smells like a human, he like talks like a human, he listens like everything's like a human. I think for me it would have been like, wow, what a good clone, brilliant, really, yeah, really good, you know. But because he's like, am I right by saying he's genetically engineered?
He is genetically engineered,
right?
Yeah.
So that imperfection gives you more that feel of, you know, this person is human, but he's not human.
Yeah. Although, so for me, the only thing is, so I've watched on Netflix, there's a movie, I just checked now, it's 3 hours and 30 minutes long. So it is freaking long. But it's a movie called The Irishman. It's with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. And it's basically this whole mafia film. But he's basically telling the story of his life. So at the beginning of the film, he's young. And at the end of the film, he's an old man, literally sitting in an old age home. And as the film progresses, you can see them age. And then obviously they're smokers. So you know, smokers often get those deep wrinkles and all of that. They do it to all of the characters. And for me, not once have I thought that looks fake. I've just know. I'm like, this is. I wonder how they did that. I wonder if it was makeup or. So for me, I think personally, maybe they should have gone for a more realistic look.
So more de-aging.
Because I think it just. It didn't help them. I think there's a lot of people who didn't like Gemini Man just because of the way the CG turned out. I don't know. For me, the storyline was brilliant. I enjoyed the storyline of Gemini Man. I actually. Like, it got me, especially in the beginning. And you see how, you know, he's brilliant at hiding and running. And like that I really, really enjoyed
he's
that.
He's really, really good.
Yeah, he is
but
really
of course,
good.
But of course, the clone is created on purpose. Like,
yes.
Like a military purpose, whatever, design.
Almost like a mindless being.
Uh-huh.
Although he did have that, because he was raised like a human.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a very good movie. The concept was really, really cool. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. You know, you're like, what? A younger man, what would you do if a younger version of yourself showed up like, hey man, I'm gonna kill you. Like, there was that movie Looper, which I don't suggest you go watch because it wasn't that good. But what they would do was they would time travel, and every time they got sent back, they got sent back to kill someone. But eventually, they were sent back to kill themselves because it was like the company's way of cutting off any loose ends type of thing.
Sure.
So eventually, your past self or your younger self would come back to kill you. But it wasn't a clone. It was that was time travel. So that's the only thing that's close to Gemini Man. But in this time, it wasn't time travel. It was a clone of himself.
Right. Clone Wars.
Right.
Right.
What did you think of it, Ryan?
You know, the CG really bugged me,
Yeah. That storyline?
Constantly, that's the thing. I was constantly thinking about CG. How did he do that? Wait, I'm looking out for things. Obviously, this is like the movie-making part of me.
Yeah.
But now thinking of the storyline, I didn't have an issue with the storyline.
No, I thought the storyline was
very good.
I thought
it was good. Pretty cool. It was, you know, and especially because it gets to a part where it's like, you know, am I not human too type of thing.
Yeah.
And the emotional part of him comes out.
And I like the way they ended it. And it was quite funny because in the end, major spoiler alert. You see, the clone, so basically Will Smith almost takes him on as a son. So now it's like his clone is his son. But it was funny, I was watching an interview with Will Smith and he was actually saying like, isn't basically that what happens with your kids? Because technically your kids are like mini versions of yourself. I mean, you even see as they're growing up,
yep,
they pick up personality traits, sayings, expressions, etc. And eventually you start telling them, don't do this. Why? Because you maybe made a mistake and now you're advising them not to do it because of your own experience.
Cool, eh?
Right? So it works out in real life. We kind of do have something like this because with children, that's basically what you're doing. Obviously that your child is not raised to kill you, I hope, because that's really whack.
Unless you're a really bad parent.
Yeah.
But then your kid just forgets you. I'll forget you, man.
And your child, I guess, doesn't look exactly like you, although yeah, they can look very much like you. But it kind of had... And I think I liked how they ended it like that, where it was not kill off the clone and good riddance. And,
yeah,
you know, like, he actually took him on and, you know, helped him become normal and live a normal life. And
then what you see at the end is... Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
Yes.
Right?
You really do, Shame. Mm. It was cool, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie. Obviously, the CG... For me, I think I went into it with the mindset of... Because in my opinion, I've never seen a perfected CG human. Ever. Personally. There's always been...
There's been twice where something has happened. I've had the... There's just something that's like just said, huh?
Yeah.
And then it's like, no. And then yes, I find out, like, I think it was Star Wars.
Yeah.
I can't remember the general's name, but he died, and it was touch and go, literally. But then I found out that, obviously, Princess
Leia.
Princess Leia, thank you. Princess Leia was CG, and I was like, of course, because she died.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, now that was pretty good. But, you know, the thing is that there's a difference between, like, face replacement
yeah,
or fully CG.
Yeah.
And this was a fully CG yeah, human being, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting enough, do you know that Will Smith was not the only person that they actually wanted for the film? These are a couple of people who were also considered for the film. Get this. Harrison Ford, right?
Could have worked.
Mel Gibson.
Wait, Mel Gibson could have worked.
Nicolas Cage.
Could have worked.
John Voight. I'm trying to remember who that is. Ah, it's Angelina Jolie's father. I don't know if you know that. he was in National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Maybe could have worked.
Could have, maybe.
Brad Pitt could have worked.
I like Nicolas Cage. I think that would have worked really well.
Really?
Brad Pitt.
I think it could have worked.
Yeah, because Nicolas Cage is like, he's got this way of, you know, the say, you know, and it's this like really southern accent,
right,
you know. You can't really kill off a real man, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, that could have worked.
That's Mission Impossible.
But really could have worked. Clint Eastwood, I must be honest,
you gotta ask yourself this question.
To see that. Like, I honestly would have enjoyed to see Clint Eastwood in Gemini Man. Arnold Schwarzenegger, which also could have worked. Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know.
And Sean Connery. You know what it is? These are all like... They're the older, well-known, best actors. Do you understand? They're more like, they were brilliant actors. Now they've aged a bit. You know, they're still there. They've still got it. They're probably all producers now, and they are. Oftentimes when they act in a movie, they produced it or something. Mm. And now it's because they're bringing back. So I personally think it could have worked with all of them.
Hey, Sean Connery.
I though would have enjoyed Clint
Eastwood. That would have been really, really good. You know, I think each actor would have given a different feel. Like
I said,
Tom Cruise would have given you Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, the thing that I would have about him is that I don't know how you feel about Arnold Schwarzenegger, but for me, he's not a very emotional character.
Isn't he also more comedic
so
at times?
I would have just been like machine, you know,
yeah,
type of thing.
Terminator.
Yeah,
that's the problem, is they all have something attached to
exactly
them.
Exactly. And Sylvester Stallone would have just been like pure action.
Yeah.
Like die, military,
yes,
dead, I kill you with my action moves, you know, that type of thing.
But I think they all could have worked.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should create a Gemini Man, which I would watch them. I would.
I can see a video coming up with that.
Right? Like a whole, like Nicolas Cage's Gemini Man, Tom Cruise's Gemini. Like I really think that I would go watch Clint Eastwood. I really would. I think that would be a good one.
I think so too, eh?
That one would have been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's quite interesting. And then they went with Will Smith, and he did a brilliant job. Will Smith's a good actor.
Very good.
His movies are good.
He can get very emotional.
Yeah, and he did do well.
And of course they had good reference footage, so fantastic.
Yeah. So it was a good film.
I would suggest
you go watch it. Obviously there's the CG, but you know, if you just go in with the mind of it is CG.
Yeah.
You know, you can still enjoy it. And the storyline was strong. For me, I thought the storyline was very strong.
Well, I'd like to hear from someone who knows nothing about CG or doesn't understand CG. Although I had my wife, she watched it, and she was just like, who do you think they got? You know, that's his son, isn't it? It's his son, isn't it? And I was like, no, that's a CG version of him. She's like,
is it? Yeah, really? Is it?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that is Gemini Man. And this has been the first show
of January
2020. It's the Gemini show.
20 double. I'm going to find some cool 20 name for double. 20 double. Double 20. Yeah.
Double Jeopardy. I'm joking.
You can handle. Okay, anyway. Let's not go there.
Yeah. So this is Active FM, the movie show. If you want to check out more about Active FM, please head over to our social media pages on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can just search for Active FM. You can also go on our website, www.activefm.co.za. And we are, of course, on the Podomatics services of the world, such as
Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Yes.
We are there.
And we are also on the visual side of things. So you can go ahead over onto YouTube and search for Active TV. And under Active TV, just look for the movie show playlist.
And boom.
Yeah.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
And hit the bell button.
Yes. Yeah.
Because then you'll know whenever we release a show. You don't need to keep go checking. You just sit back, relax, enjoy, and next minute,
bing. Bing. All right. So I'm Sesh.
And of course, I'm Ryan.
And this is the movie show
on Active FM.
Peace out.
Toodaloo.
You're tuned into Active FM.